Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Wynton Marsalis thrives on outside inspiration. Early on, Miles Davis's trumpet and quintet styles were Marsalis's guiding influence. Later, as he became more involved with composing, he patterned his sound after Duke Ellington's. A couple of recent works were inspired by visual stimuli, dance pieces by modern choreographers. Kevin says he likes these compositions to a point.
The music Wynton Marsalis has written for choreographers Peter Martins and Garth Fagan are the composer's most interesting and radical works yet, even if they are steeped in 1920s music, from New Orleans jazz to Stravinsky. Marsalis' score for Fagan's 1991 dance Griot New York is now out on two CDs under the title City Movement. As reviewers have pointed out, some parts are reminiscent of cartoon music, as distinct textures and motifs roll by. Whether you're composing for ballet or the Roadrunner, what makes sense when linked to movement will sound abstract when heard blind. That's what makes the music sound hip and modern. At times, City Movement sounds indebted to the rediscovered Raymond Scott, whose music turned up in a lot of cartoons. With City Movement, Wynton Marsalis has become much more comfortable working with extended forms, achieving unity by frequent reshuffling of basic themes and motifs. And like Duke Ellington, or Barry Manilow, he's not above milking a melodic hook. Marsalis' eternal problem is he's addicted to mimicking other people's styles, reeling them off one after another. A Cuban rumba, some modal Coltrane, a Mingus moan for vocal chorus, and the best Ellington impersonations around. Since lots of critics do handstands, even for Wynton's mediocre records, they're doing backflips for this one, and I think a couple of my colleagues strain themselves. Both the New York Times' Peter Watrous and liner note writer Stanley Crouch sort of acknowledge Wynton's borrowing from the same avant-garde types he trashes in interviews. But somehow, Wynton gets all the credit, and the people he copies get the brush off. Since Marsalis is a stickler for historical perspective, let's remember that the Art Ensemble of Chicago knew about the infinite flexibility of the blues, the beauty of plunger-muted trumpet, and the value of early jazz long before Marsalis caught on. Or that his jumpy mixing of genres follows John Zorn's by almost a decade. Or that Mujal Richard Abrams and Henry Threadgill were combining different jazz dialects into fresh amalgams of old and new around when Wynton started shaving. None of these pioneering musicians were acknowledged in Stanley Crouch's liner notes. Marsalis also faces danger asking his young musicians to play early jazz styles straight. Once a music's time has passed, it's not easy to make it sound alive. That's why young black guys sometimes sound as stiff or corny as middle-aged white Dixielanders. Marsalis is developing nicely as a composer. Imitating Duke Ellington isn't easy, and he's learned a lot doing it. Winton would be easy to like if he weren't so intolerant. His antipathy toward jazz's progressive wing isn't just hysterical. It's starting to look hypocritical.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator in New York. He reviewed City Movement by Winton Marsalis.